Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gentle Intensity Radio with Shaheen Jedian, the magical mentor and author of Divine Prescription for Life bestseller, co-host with Chicken Soup for the Soul, 500 million bestseller, and creative collaborator of Glee Hugo and Spider-Man. On air now, as Shaheen Jedian takes you on a hot journey of spirit and heart healing, breaking through the deepest fears while unleashing your life's meaning and purpose. With his gentle intensity touch, unlock your future now with the greatest speakers as you walk out of your tight spots in life and come to fruition. Red hot takes and honest opinions on ancient wisdom for modern times with the greatest meaningful celeb show on earth. Let's welcome Shaheen Jedian and his guest today.
Oh, thank you for all that clapping. I'm a little bit shy. So today I'm super excited, very excited, highly excited. It's a beautiful day. I'm in Los Angeles. And I just want to chat with you, just be with you, because I missed you, ultimately. This is my life. I love connecting with you. And it feels good. It just feels good for me to connect with you, because I've come to mostly live in this consciousness of that there are no shortages, only a lack of willingness to receive. And so today we have a lot of amazing knowledge and gifts and health and wellness and getting in shape material and lots of love coming your way. So as you begin to incorporate some of this stuff and, you know, the people you meet, the guests you meet, the great teams of every kind, ask yourself, how does it feel to receive a little bit more? Are you a good receiver? It's really about you, because the universe is constantly giving to us in all kinds of ways, but sometimes we shut down. We don't realize that we're not open to receive. Do you, like, drink life in? Do you let people give to you? And that can make all the difference. Do you drink life in? Do you let people give to you? When it comes to letting your life be really great, what's your threshold? Do you ever ask yourself that question? What is your threshold? In other words, when is that point where you say, oh, maybe something is wrong. Fear kicks in. I shouldn't be going to the next level of happiness. I should stop it now. So, you know, we all go through that kind of threshold. And how much happiness, really the question is, how much happiness and wellness can you handle before fill in the blank? Think about that for a second. Take a deep breath in. How much happiness can you handle before, and then fill in the blank. And so that becomes the question. You start thinking, this is too good to be true. You start looking for holes in the road. You start waiting for the fall. You go out and buy a fan and some shit because you just know that it'll hit the fan, you know. So you begin questioning it all. Why am I still happy? Did you ever have those days where things are going well and you're questioning, well, something should happen to ruin it, right? And so that threshold is a powerful space that we want to break through to. Let's see. I'm going to see if I can. Let me make sure my guests are connected online. I'm clicking on this. Why are we having a hard time connecting for a second? So, All right, I'm going to reconnect again. Let's try this. Stay tuned with me. Okay, that's working. Yes. All right. So, having all of that in mind, and then the other question that comes up is, what have I done to deserve this? In other words, am I good enough for this level of intensity and happiness? or you have to, you know, wear lucky charms or knock on wood. And, you know, so all these things we do has to do with that feeling of lack of deservingness. And you start to kind of withdraw from the total happiness and built in, you know, invite guilt and all these other things where you don't really need it. So I rarely meet people who find it easy to receive than give. Genuine receiving is like absolutely not what modern society is about. It's about surrender, being both in your feminine and masculine, but then the receiving is more in the feminine aspect of your being, stillness, total trust, and absence of striving, just having gratitude, living in the moment, that innocence and wonder. Most people are just too busy to receive. We're just too busy, right? So today, I'm going to have several incredible people bringing wonderful gifts to your life. And for some of you, this may be just the answer. And for some of you, maybe it's not the answer. But are you open to receive? And that's really what it's all about. Are you going to look at it as, oh, what's in it for them? What's in it for me? Is there a sale? Is there this? Or no, maybe there's something beautiful that's coming my way that could change my life. Maybe I can be invited to a new community, new people, new places to go, new traveling, new this, new that, new product, new wellness. So receiving is the key to giving. If you don't receive, all your giving eventually deteriorates into sacrifice. And that's not all. Listen to this. If you don't receive, your giving turns into sacrifice because you get depleted. When you don't receive, you feel isolated. There's no synchronicity. Each day is a struggle. Inspiration is lacking. Life is stagnant. Relationships can't blossom. You attack people for not giving to you. And then God feels unreal and you play the victim. So you see that beautiful spiral that comes about. So receiving is all about letting go. To be a good receiver, you have to be willing to let go of expectations, plans, demands, control, pride, all that stuff, unworthiness, addiction, struggle. Essentially, put you first. You have to let go of your ego. Put yourself first. You become that person. Your ego cannot have it all and survive. It's just the way it is. Because your ego, and I'm going to complete with this as I invite my guests, your ego is really a thought of lack. So today I have with me Sean Azimi and his team, who's going to introduce us to some of his powerful life stories with weight loss, with his challenge with stuttering, which has been something that he's been ongoing, really working through. And I love the confidence that he has, that he comes and speaks on the radio. So, I mean, none of us have an excuse. So I just want to invite him on. Let me see. I'm going to connect. Takes a minute to connect. We have, let's see. All right. We're about to connect. So we have Sean Azimi on the line, and we also have his friend and partner on the line. Can you both hear me well, Sean?
I am here.
Do I have you
there? Can you hear me?
Yes, you sound really good. This sounds awesome. Yes, I'm here.
So
the other
far,
day
so
I was
good.
Talking to you. Yeah. I remember yesterday's talk as we were having this wonderful conversation about this beautiful artist dancer and how we were just having so much fun just visualizing this beautiful dance. And our talk was just marvelous on the phone. I wish I would have recorded that and like just played that live. It was so good. So I just want to take off right from there. We were having so much fun. And it's so much fun to talk to you, Sean. I really want to tell you, it's enjoyable just to speak with you. So really, this is like a selfish thing. I'm just bringing you on the show to have a conversation with you and have fun with you. So tell me a little bit about...
Well, thank you.
So tell me anything. I'm interested. You know, like talk about yourself. Tell me a little about you. What makes you laugh, you know?
Piggyback on what you said about your ego. Your ego is not your amigo. I wanted to say thank you so much for having me on the show. It's definitely an honor and a privilege. And I know you usually give your speakers about a half hour time, but you extended mine. I think it's probably because of my stuttering. So I appreciate that.
You're hilarious. Your ego is not your ego. That's so good. That's really good.
That's fun.
That's really good. So, so tell me more about, like, how does this role of your ego is not your amigo play in your life?
Yeah, true, right? So since you brought up the stuttering, I'll start with that, if that's okay. Let's just kill it right off the bat, right?
So how do you do this? Wait, can you stutter a little bit so I can see how you do it?
Oh, don't worry, I will. your audience is going to be adjusting their phone and internet and thinking that it's all about the reception. I want them to know it's not. So, but I was about 6 years old when I first noticed that my speech is not as everybody else's, right? So naturally, we went to a therapist, and you know, back in the day, they said, "Oh yeah, you know, he's a stutterer." And so I don't know about your parents, but my parents have the saying that it's a phase, it'll pass, you know, no big deal, you know. So it was a phase until about, I don't know, about 14, 15 years old, when I was in high school. And it got so bad that I literally could not speak one single word. I had to grasp for air. Wow. I had facial gestures. It was really bad, really bad. So I remember my English teacher, she goes, you know what, you really have a stuttering problem. And back then I didn't really speak very good English. So I really didn't understand what she said. I'm like, yeah, you know, I was excited. I'm like, no, I want you to see a counselor. I'm like, okay. So I go see a counselor, and, you know, we start this speech therapy thing. But then year rolls around, and I graduate, and I'm out in college, and it's a whole different world. And, you know, the counselors don't have as much time, and obviously it's not free. So I remember when I was in high school, I read this article in a magazine called Letting Go, and it was about, back then, it was a guy, he was, I think it was 41, 42, that wrote three pages of how he has not accomplished a single thing in his life because of his stuttering. Like, he doesn't have the wife he wants, he doesn't have the job he wants, the career he wants, he doesn't have literally anything that he wants because of this whole stuttering thing. And I remember back then, I said, I want to find a way to prevent this speed bump become a brick wall for my future, right? So I put myself through about 6 years of speech therapy while I was in college and university. I busted my butt, you know, washed floors, busboyed, waiters, whatever I had to do. And so now we're here.
Wow. And then you're like, you know what? I'm just going to go on the radio.
Well, you did help a lot. So, you know, I meditated. This is the first time I'm going live on a radio show. I'm pretty sure that, yeah, you can tell. I mean, I've been meditating for an hour right now just to get on the show with you. You know what I say?
I have someone
asking three...
me a question. Someone texted me a question. Would you like me to tell you what they said?
Yeah, for sure.
So someone is texting me. She wrote, I don't want to get on the show because I stutter myself. So is it okay if I text you this question?
No way.
So she wrote, it's pretty cool, actually. So she wrote, do you have times when you stutter less than other times?
Yes. When I don't speak, I stutter a lot less.
You're so funny.
But you know what, dude? I mean, this is what I gotta tell you, and I'm so that means we at least have one person live on the radio. Great.
Oh, we have a lot of people on the show, but this one asked the question.
Oh, great. You didn't tell me that. I thought it was just you and me. I'm like, yes. So this isn't like a real radio show.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that are called in. I see their phone numbers. So
that's funny. Hopefully they stay on.
They want more that's from you.
That's, yeah. Here's what I have to say, and I'm so happy that actually there's somebody who is on the line that shares my story, right? But one thing I got to share with you is this. There is three stages to a conversation, okay? And this is what I was when I was preparing for you today. This is what I had to calm my nerves down with. And there's three stages to it, really. The message, and the messenger, right? And when you're speaking, you're the least important, right? So it's the information that you're passing on, the messagee is the most important, the person who actually hears your information, and the message is the second thing that's most important. So it leaves you like pretty not important. So if you think of it like that, you're like, well, who am I to talk? It's like, no, it's not about me talking. It's about really the information that I'm going to share and the person who's actually going to be on the other end receiving it, right? Wow. So that helps a little bit.
I love it. That's a great way to look at it. It's almost like you're saying, kind of like in the healing language, we would say, let it come through you and not from you. You know, it's like let it channel through to the receiver.
Right.
I love that. You had some powerful stories about some of the people in your life. I think we have the picture of a lady that's going to be with us. Is she going to speak with us? She is.
I'll share a little bit of a background about the information, and then I'll bring her on. Yeah, I think she's on already.
Can you hear us?
So we at least. Lori, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I'll bring her on
in
a bit.
Okay.
But I wanted to share one more thing. I've had a stuttering challenge, yes, but I've also had a lot of health issues, health challenges, and just life issues too. I think it's important to kind of share, especially because the subject that we're talking about, I'm a cancer survivor. I had a kidney removed due to cancer. Yeah. I've had a few things, man. I have about 200 stitches in my body. I've had 7 major operations, not all because of cancer, thank God. But I've been through chemotherapy for 6 months. Years after, I had 5 inches of my intestine removed. So I've had a few things. And if anybody on this call has had a health challenge, an extreme one, right, I guarantee you they don't look at people and life the same way. And it's important to point that out because some of us don't know what we don't know, right? Some of us don't appreciate what we don't know. So it's important to know that, hey, you know what? If you've had a life challenge and if you've had a health challenge or speech impediments, if you would, it's okay to get through it because these all become stories. Like here I am telling my story, right? And hoping that somebody else on that end can hear this story and get inspired, right? And that's all it becomes. All these things become stories, and that's the reason.
I love what you said right now. What you just said is so powerful because just a few minutes before the show, like maybe an hour before the show, I was talking to Dr. Cynthia. And I'm not sure if she's online right now, but she said something. She's a medical doctor, and she also has she's also very holistic, and she understands herbs, and you know, like she's got the whole gamut. And I actually wanted to introduce you guys together because I thought you guys might have a great conversation together. But she said to me that when people first hear about some of the stuff that she offers that allows them to feel whole again, to feel fully healthy and feel well, a lot of people get angry.
Yeah.
And I asked her, why would you get angry? And she said, because people get angry at me because, and we figured out the cause is that they've already set their mind on not being healthy or like a certain diagnosis that they're limited to,
or this is it, that's life, and I've accepted it. And then when a new solution comes that could be the greatest solution to your life, people are like, oh my God, now I have to like change my whole mindset. I was already set. I was already labeled and diagnosed and identified. This is me. And I was staying with that limited version. I was comfortable with it, you know? And now I have to get out of
that mindset.
It's
such a valid point.
Re-identify with something. So I just thought that was such a brilliant thing. And I was like talking to her about like really actually sharing that acknowledgement at the beginning of a talk and letting people know it's okay if you get some rage or anger if you see a solution in front of you, right? Because we can get angry. We're like,
absolutely.
No, come on. I'm already set. I'm going to be limited. You're telling me I'm unlimited now? You know, that kind of thing, you know?
You know, I think in a way it has a lot to do with acceptance, you know. You can have a limitation or a challenge, but if you give in or give up, that really subconsciously means you haven't accepted it, right? Because you just kind of, oh, well, I have this, so, okay, I'm going to, you know, deal with it. I'm going to go away in 10 years, 20 years, 6 years, 5 months, or what have you, right? So if you accept it, if you actually acknowledge it and accept it and work with it, that's a whole different challenge, right? And people are afraid of that challenge, that change, because of the unknown,
yeah.
Right?
So,
we'd like to
topic.
Know. So, yeah, we'd like to know, and the worst is we don't know what we don't know. You know, and so yeah, good stuff, man.
Yeah, it is. So, what else can you share with us? Give us some tips based on the experiences of what you've had, the changes you've gone through, and the people that you've worked with and you've seen. What are some health tips, ideas, or changes, or advice that you have for someone who's on the verge of trying something new, making a life change? What
I'd
do you
love
think
that.
Is
sure.
Yeah,
you know, most people and you as well know that you know, the stuff that we eat are not as dangerous as what we put on our skin, because what we eat, hopefully we poop out. What we put on our skin, it goes into the bloodstream and into the organs, and you know that causes ruining from the inside, right? But I figured for today, since the summer is around the corner, everybody wants to get to the beach ready in their swimsuits and, you know, maybe lose a little weight. I focus on, like, weight management and weight loss. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, first, is that okay if I share some industry specifics or stats?
Yeah, please tell us about a little bit about, yeah, everything. I mean, I want to know all about you. So whatever you can bring in, whatever tools you're using, your industry, your connection, your products that you've been using for yourself, people that you connected with, communities, whatever works. I want people to gain as much as they can and get some tools. And if you can, if you'd be so kind to also offer some gifts and, you know, offers and sessions, that would be awesome too at the end of the show.
Perfect. You got it. So before I get into the specifics, you know, I told you that I've had some serious health challenges, right? So 7 surgeries, the cancer and all that. So throughout the years, I've become more aware of what I put on my body and in my body, right? So I work, I use clean, non-toxic products. I believe in the, you know, no parabens, no SLS, no BPA, no all this stuff, because it's very harmful. And it's amazing, because in this day and age, the consumers know a lot more, are aware a lot more. It's not like 10, 20 years ago. Today, they read the label, they understand the ingredients, so it's important, right? So with that being kind of transitioning into weight loss and weight management, I think the first thing is, why the heck do diets, or most of them, don't really work, right? Or they just work for a short period of time. the statistics show that a person usually does a diet 4 times a year, stays on it for about 3 weeks. Okay. Here are some ways that people usually try to lose weight. The first one is, we all know, starvation, right? We all think that, okay, if I don't eat lunch, or if I don't eat dinner, or if I skip a meal, then I'll lose weight, right? Which is the most common, but also the actually most dangerous kind as well. The second way is ketogenic, which is 70% fat, 25% meat, and 5% carbs. You can also do cleansing and laxative, where you're trying to go to the bathroom all day long. You can juice, which it leaves your body very, very hungry and very weak. You can do herbal speed, which is you raise your heart rate in order to burn the fat. Or you can do like meal replacements and like shake after shake after shake after the shake, right? So the problem with all these stuff is that, and you agree with me, it's not sustainable. You know what I mean? Research shows that the best diet is the Mediterranean diet. It's actually the most clinically validated diet. In fact, those who do the Mediterranean plan, they tend to 52% more weight loss, and 52% people keep it off, right?
So what does Mediterranean mean?
I'm going to tell you. I'm glad you asked.
Okay. Yeah. I have questions.
According to the – go ahead.
No, that was it. That was my
Were you
going
to ask the question?
No, that was the question.
Okay. The U.S. News did a research just recently, probably about 2-3 months ago, that it actually rated the Mediterranean diet as the number one in best diets overall. And I think the reason why is because here's the reason why. It's real people. This is a big point. They eat real food, and they're getting results. Real results, right? In order for a diet to work for you, it has to be, I think, it has to be easy, it has to be fun, and it has to give you results in return. Agree?
Oh, I love that.
Right? It has to be easy,
I love
fun,
that.
And results.
I love
because
that.
If you don't look forward to it, you ain't going to do it.
I love
Let's
that.
Be honest.
I love that.
Right?
So in line with my philosophy, because I want to just reiterate this, because I always say this, you know, I'm a trained hypnotherapist and NLP coach and Reiki master, and I teach spiritual guidance and, you know, Kabbalistic zodiac and how to be in alignment with your purpose. And one of the things I always say to my clients is, if you're not having fun, if you're not playing with it, what happens is your subconscious starts to feel like it's work. And who wants to do work,
right?
You begin to withdraw from it. So whenever someone is in like a deep meditative state, one of the suggestions that I give them is I say something like, bring up a time in your life when you were being playful. And then let's say when they're about to do a shift in their habits, let's say a healthier food they're about to intake or something, place this in that same playful environment and begin to play with it the same way. And I think what you're saying is so powerful, because so many people think they're going towards health, but they're actually going away from health because they're looking at it as an obligation. So please continue.
That's true. So if you think of this as a chore, what do you do with your chores in life? You put them aside, you ignore them, you try to, you know, you just don't look forward to doing chores, right?
No.
So if you look at your diet as a chore, or your work as a chore, you're probably not going to have fun, and you're probably not going to do it as often or stick to it, right? It has to be easy, it has to be fun, it has to be, give you results. Now, I work with a system that is based on research, on clinical studies, and on Mediterranean diet. It's easy because we only have 4 products. It's 3 lifestyle adjustments, and you do it for 3 months. And most of the time, I want to plug this in. A lot of know that when you try something new, the doctor or the practitioner is recommended to do it for 90 days. And there's a reason for that. The reason for that is because our body, 75% or so of our body cells renew themselves within 90 days. So when you stick to a diet or a plan for 90 days, on the 91st day, it's basically three quarters of your body is based on the new plan. That's when the results really kick in. So I want to share this with you. If you're doing a diet or a plan and you're week three and week four and you haven't seen much results, you just got to go the 90 days, right? Don't be scale interested. Be inches interested, right? Because you may not weigh a lot less, but you may be losing the inches. That pants or that dress may not fit like it did before, right? So it's very important that you stick to that 3 months. And then we also have a maintenance time right after that. It's fun because you get to eat real food, delicious Mediterranean food. In fact, you said a free offer. I like to offer at the end a 30-day Mediterranean meal plan for everybody who's on the show right now. All they can do is they can get in touch with me. Excuse me, and I'll send you that information. You don't starve yourself, no calorie counting, you know, no walking around with a notebook, pen, and a calculator, you know. And it gives you results. In fact, we have a private community on Facebook with over 300,000 real people having some serious transformations, you know. And so it's a very simple system. And this is when I wanted to bring up my guest because she has been – on this system. She has been experiencing the plan, and she's got some stories of her own.
I just want a quick note that when you just mentioned that you actually have a big community, I think sometimes just being part of a community by itself is just so rewarding. So I'm glad that you have as part of that, as part of your, you know, that there's an involvement.
You
got to
have social proof, and the social proof where you look at a reality show is not enough. Right, you got to relate to that social proof, right? It's got to be somebody that you can relate to, right? And then that would give you a boost.
Mm-hmm.
And I can actually put people into that community if they're interested. If they reach out to me and say, "Hey, I want to see this community. What's going on? We got meal plans. We got stories. We got transformations, workout ideas. You know." All kinds of stuff.
Great. I'm excited.
Okay. So
should we bring her on?
With that being said, before I go into just a little bit about the product, I'd like to bring my guest on so she can share a little bit about her story, her journey, and then we'll take it from there. So, Lori, are you on the phone? Just making sure
I am.
You're on. Okay.
Hi, Lori.
So this is a...
Hi.
This is a friend of mine. I want to build her up a bit. Can I?
Yay,
bless your heart.
I won't ruin this story, but I got to give her some love, right? She has been on most of our products for a while, but specifically on our weight management line for, I think, four or five months, something like that. And she's got some before and after pics that – I don't know if you can share those with the audience. Can you, Shane?
About the what?
The
can you say that again?
Before and after pictures? Before and after
pictures?
Oh, yeah,
the pictures are there. So the pictures are
on
the radio blog. When you look at Blog Talk Radio, when you're looking at it from an online device, you can see the before and after pictures.
Perfect. So with that being said, I'd like to bring in my friend, Lori Garcia, on the phone.
Hello, everybody. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time and sharing your story. Just go ahead and tell everybody about a little bit about your background, your story, how you came about this line of products.
Okay, well, to kind of sum it up in a nutshell, I was your typical junk food queen. Give me a bag of Doritos and a Mountain Dew, and I was a happy camper. So we all know how bad that is. And from such a young age, I really suffered with my weight as far as it fluctuating, being a problem, the yo-yo dieting, all the stuff that's, you know, pretty typical of people that have weight issues. So growing up, I never felt comfortable in my skin, not one day in my life. And then it got into adulthood, and it was exactly the same way. I still never felt comfortable in my own skin. In September 2016, I went to Florida on a girls' trip. And the lady that, one of my friends that I was there with, she invited her son, his girlfriend, and the girlfriend's mother. I'm down at the beach, and I'm talking to the girlfriend's mother's daughter. That's very confusing. I was talking with someone, let's put it that way. And I was speaking about toxic products and how I had read an article on how bad they were. And then we got to talking about weight loss because I'm sitting there in my muumuu bathing suit like a beached whale, and I noticed that everybody that walked on the beach was fat. And so I kind of felt right at home. And it was really kind of the strangest thing. I believe in divine intervention. And once you hear the story, it's kind of that. The mother come up and sat behind me. I had never met the lady, and she was listening to my conversation. So later that evening, she approached me, and she said, "I overheard your conversation, and I think I may have something that will help you. And if you're open to trying it, I brought product with me." And I said, "Sure, what have I got to lose?" So the very next day, she gave me some products, and I tried them. And I'm not kidding, by 25 minutes after I took one of the products, I'm like, "Where do I sign on the dotted line?" I was done. It was almost
nice.
Euphoric, the energy and the mood that I felt. So speed that up, I finished the month in September. I ordered the products to arrive by the time I got home. I started them, and she said, you know, because I was excited about it, I really felt the difference, and I was seeing a difference. And she said,
Lori,
you really
how
have
did
to
you
do
feel the difference
thing.
So instantly? For some people, that could be like a scary feeling. Like, for some people, they'll be like,
well, it's so instant.
How did you feel it?
One of the products is a thermogenic, and that was the first product that I took, and that was an energy. You feel a very clean all-day energy, but you don't feel shaky or jittery or anything like that.
So you
it almost reminds
change,
you
right,
of
when it goes into your system?
Oh, it was within 25 minutes.
Okay.
We were laying on the raft. I'll never forget the day. And I looked at her, and that's when I said, "Where do I sign? I have to have this." I was kind of like an addict that just found their favorite drug. It was that good. And so I took product for a week. I was going home the next week. But she wanted me to join or to take a look at her company because I was so excited, and she thought I would be able to help other people. And I really wasn't interested. And so to shut her up, I actually got on a three-way call and found out that it was completely different than what I thought, in a good way. And it's kind of history after that. I love what I do.
That's awesome.
So,
okay. So let's talk a little bit about your weight loss and the journey. How much have you lost? How many inches? How do you feel? How do the clothes fit? All that stuff.
Okay, well, when I started, I weighed 161 and a half, and I'm only 5'1", so I'm short. And I'm, for the most part, what you would, refer to as petite, except for all the fat I had. It was 4 months
and I took the before and after picture. They're side by side, I believe, in the green shorts and the top. And
yeah, we have those pictures in the slideshow.
Okay, those were my 4 months in. And I personally, myself, didn't start off doing the Mediterranean diet. I took parts of what I liked from it, and I did portion control. So I feel like had I done the straight Mediterranean diet, I probably would have lost even quicker. Then when I went to Florida a year later, I weighed 123.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And in the condo where you can kind of see my underwear, they were brown, and I took the same outfit so that I could do a year-to-the-day picture. And I literally had to push out my belly to hold the shorts up because they wouldn't stay up.
And this is in all in about 4 months?
No, the 4 months, there's two pictures. And I think that you can tell they look like they're side by side, and it kind of looks like it's in front of a white refrigerator where I've lost
yes.
weight. Okay, that was my 4 month mark. Then in the
Got
gym,
it.
I was working out about 3 days a week, and I wasn't killing myself, but I was consistent. And I hit a plateau. And so I added a fourth product because our system contains three products. I added a fourth product, and it, like, catapulted my weight loss within about 2 weeks. I started noticing cuts in my muscles. I started noticing a six-pack. I started noticing definition. It was almost like it had sucked the fat out of my body, and I could see all of the that I had put in.
Beautiful. Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Does it have any like impact in terms of how it changes your appetite or what it suppresses, or just quickly in the next 30 seconds, if you could tell me a little bit about that part?
Sure. I can run that by you. I can run that by you. So we have four products that we would recommend on the system. The first one is a thermogenic fat burn. Burner that it has three components, and what it does, it raises okay. heat within your body to burn fat. The second one is a 100% yellow peas based vegan protein. Now this is a perfect go-to protein right around 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon when you have that craving to go to the mm-hmm. vending machine, if you would. This is perfect
yeah.
for cutting out that craving. And it gives you 10 grams of protein, and it keeps your blood sugar maintained, which is a huge thing in weight loss. The third product
yeah.
is a delicious chocolate flavor fiber. It actually has insoluble, soluble, and prebiotic fiber in one, which is very unique in its own. And what it does
that
is you
really
want to take it.
Even though I don't know
it's
what
really
means,
good,
it's
man. I tell you, it's really good stuff. It really is. You take it about 20 minutes before your last meal, although you can take this all day, any time, 20 minutes before your last meal or right before you go to bed so that it cuts out the craving for more food, right? So it suppresses your appetite. And the fourth one that she mentioned is a delicious, just one tablespoon drink. And this is a patented technology where it includes CLA, a plant-derived clarinol CLA with HA matrix collagen. So a lot of times when you lose weight, your skin gets dried, your joints are getting weak, right? This is actually a perfect product to not
Thank
only
you
rejuvenate
for
your skin.
Going through the details and explaining it. We're running short. We only have like 40 seconds, so I want to make sure people can reach you. Can you tell us one of your gifts and how people could reach you right now or in the future
sure.
where they watch the replay?
before the show, I like to, if anybody likes to reach out via email, seanazimi@gmail.com, seanazimi@gmail.com, or my phone number, 949-355-2340. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram. Send me a chat. For your audience today, I'd like to extend a 30-minute one-on-one consultation so we can review their past, understand their present, and work on their future goals, along with a 30-day Mediterranean diet recipe.
Oh, wow. That's a great gift. That sounds really good. So they have a chance to speak with you and use your experience of what you've learned from thousands of people to just even to get an analysis of what they're feeling, what they're going through. That by itself is really valuable. I appreciate you, Sean and Lori. This has been a wonderful, amazing, fun, really. We laughed a lot, and I want to continue to laugh with you guys and have fun and be part of the community and enjoy your presence. I really enjoyed this. Thank you so much for bringing your experiences and being vulnerable together with me on the show. It takes a lot to just share about yourself and to put yourself out there in front of everyone. So I love that. And so
thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm going to complete the show by saying from the beginning what I said was, how much wellness and happiness can you handle? So if you're listening to this and if you have an inkling inside you where, you know, there's a curiosity about something next level for you, then this might be the path. You know, you may want to try it. The cool thing is it's just a 30-minute consultation. You have nothing to lose. You could see if it's right for you or not. And if it is, that's great. If it's not, at least you learn something and you move on. So if you find yourself giving yourself any excuses about why you don't want to grow in health, just tell yourself, listen, you know what, this is a chance. This is an opportunity. I can use something to my benefit. If it feels good, I can move forward. If not, then it's not for me. But at least give yourself that chance. Come out of your comfort zone. We're right now in the month of, you know, we're astrologically in the month of Taurus, which is a very comfortable month. So it's a good time to get out of our comfort zone and to really reach out to something beyond the comfort zone, something great, because that's every fulfillment. And I'll continue with this quote. I have this on my wall. This came to me one day when I was meditating. Every fulfillment you seek is standing right beyond your comfort zone. And that's today's show. Thank you, everybody, for being with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.